My apologies to those who left comments on this blog post. I accidentally deleted it while creating a screencast on how easy it was to blog. I've been playing with a neat new property syntax in Summer 08. In many cases, it provides a compressed syntax for writing tedious getters and setters. Basically, instead of writing the following in a class, skipping code snippet for brevity, the omitted code provides an illustrative example. We can now write this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Many keystrokes saved. Note that the latter doesn't actually generate a git prop method, see below. Syntax examples. That's actually an abbreviated syntax. The get and set can be expanded somewhat to contain custom code. For example, skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. A couple of things to note here. The get body must end in a return, sensibly. The put body receives an implicit argument called value of the same data type as the property. You can also omit a get or a set, in which case the property becomes write or read only, respectively. Here are some more valid examples. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The last one assumes we have a get fox. The Apex language reference documentation actually says about the get method, you cannot call another class or method. The flow of the script cannot leave the accessor body. But as you can see from the example above, my get does leave the body and it still appears to work. So I'm not sure what's going on here. Properties versus getters slash setters. Another interesting thing to note is that these are properties, these aren't a nice shorthand for writing a get prop, set prop pair. Actually, any call to get prop will fail, that method doesn't exist. You access the property by name, e. foo.prop will call the getter or setter depending on context. Visual force interactions. I found an interesting visual force interaction. In a visual force page you can have something like skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This makes an implicit call to the method get must render. In fact, the editor suggests creating such a method if it doesn't exist in the controller. Interestingly, you can also define a property in the controller instead, e. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now the visual force page will work just fine, even though there is no get must render method. Obviously, it's enough for the property to exist. This example highlighted something I wish I could do with these properties, set default values. I want the property to default to true, but I couldn't find a way to do that with the syntax. I can imagine something like skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Smiley face. Dash. Technorati tags. Visual force. Apex.